This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on how our prayers have evolved. In this series, we're focusing on our before and after. Imagine if you're watching HGTV and you see the before and after images of how a house has been remodeled. The same can be true for our own spiritual growth. For example, I can remember the days when my prayers were very me-centered. I would get on my knees, and sometimes I would even pull out my writing pad to put my prayer request in writing to God, just in case he missed my verbal request. I would be so absorbed in my own needs, I would speak my prayer requests or write them out as if I was rattling off my Christmas wish list. The tone of these prayers were always me, me, me. And while the scriptures such as Mark 11:24 teaches us, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you, it also teaches us that we should continually mature in our walk. So I have since learned the importance of kneeling before God, worshiping who he is, before I even engage in any type of request. I've also learned to pray for things beyond my immediate needs and the needs of my family and friends, but to also pray for perfect strangers. And finally, I've learned to give thanks before asking. So what is the before and after picture of your prayer life? Can you see how it has transformed over the years? So as you think about that, reflect on these words. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't let your prayers be too me-centered.